This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The wheat fields are growing tall and the heads are quickly shooting up the boots. So now is the yearly question, to fungicide or not to fungicide? The reason why this is a yearly question in wheat fields is because the answer is never straightforward. A lot of factors have to be considered. First off, we need to consider the stage of the wheat and the timing of application. Nearly 90% of yield comes from the last two leaves, and mostly the last leaf, known as the flag leaf. Fungicides are not systemic, they only protect the leaf area in which they were sprayed on. So, research has shown that spraying fungicide before the flag leaf emergence will have little yield response. Also, the fungicide will only protect the wheat head if directly sprayed on. Most fungicides will protect the contacted leaf or head for only 2 to 3 weeks. However, by the time the flag leaf and head emerges, and it takes a couple of weeks for the fungal infection to take hold, that 2 to 3 weeks of fungicide protection is all that is needed. The actual question of whether to spray fungicide comes down to if the yield increase will be worth the cost. The average yield response to fungicides on susceptible or moderately susceptible in the studied fungus was 10%. A resistant variety to a certain fungus only has a 12% chance of yield response to a fungicide application. If a yield variety has a good set of resistances to multiple diseases, most years is not going to make a difference in yield to apply fungicide. This, however, depends on how much pressure from fungal diseases is in the region and within the field. Regional pressure relates to the rust diseases, and a high level of regional pressure, indicated by outbreaks locally and worsening rust conditions in Oklahoma, can make fungicide applications more relevant. Upcoming weather forecast of cool and wet conditions, favorable to rust and most fungal diseases, that can be a factor as well. Within the field, fungus in the lower canopy on susceptible varieties means the chances are above average for a fungicide response. The tire crush from a sprayer is a consideration as well. A tire crush of 3 feet on a 60-foot boom is a 5% loss. This is a moot point if the late top dress has already crushed the tire tracks because the sprayer can run in the same tracks. But it is harder to justify a modest yield increase from a fungicide application when 5% is lost from the tires. The last point to fungicide decision is putting it all together. It comes down to how the wheat market is doing, how the current yield potential for the field is looking, and will the increase in profit from spraying be worth the cost of fungicide, the sprayer cost, and the possible tire crush. Farmers are also considering adding pesticides into their applications as well. At this point, it rarely pays to treat for aphids. It takes a whole lot of aphids, around 50 per tiller, to have much of an effect on yield. Although aphids carry barley yellow dwarf, an infection of the virus at this point won't have enough time to make any yield difference. But the real issue with preventative spraying to control aphids is that it will kill the beneficials and only most of the aphids. The aphids then can come back with their incredible reproduction rates. Really, farmers need to be watching out for the armyworms that can strip entire flag leaves in the matter of days. If there are any questions about fungicide applications in wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.